The restaurant chain Hooters celebrates its 20th year next month. It started out as a beach bar in Florida, but now it operates hundreds of outlets in the United States and abroad. Laura Seidel reports on a franchise concept based on cold beer and attractive women.
If you look up Hooters in the Dictionary of American Slang, it's defined as a term for noses, owls, and a certain part of the female anatomy. Despite this age of political correctness, Hooters the company is growing, with 350 locations in 10 countries, two car racing circuits, drag racing and Hooters Pro Cup, a golf tour, and most recently,
Hooters Air flies nonstop jet service between Newark and Myrtle Beach.
Yes, the chain has taken off with its own airline. On every flight, its signature Hooters girls entertain travelers by emceeing trivia games and hawking Hooters merchandise. But the restaurants remain the heart of the business. At this Hooters on Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, customer Patrick Springer admits why he's here.
Because you can see girls with short pants and big breasts if you're a pervert like myself.
Dressed in a tight white cotton sleeveless tank top, orange shorts, and opaque stockings, these bubbly waitresses cheerfully serve chicken wings and cheesesteak. Hooters girls here, like Jackie Chan, a recent college grad, say it's part of their training to make customers, well, feel good.
You're told, go sit with them, talk to them, you know, make sure everything is going well, that they're enjoying themselves. What can you do to make them have a better time? We don't like things to be okay here. So is everything great?
Try having a birthday at Hooters. You don't just get a cake with candles. A half dozen Hooters girls stand you on a chair and cheer for you. Hooters appears to be all about sex appeal, right? Well, not totally, says Vice President of Marketing Mike McNeil. The company motto is, you can sell the sizzle, but you've got to deliver the steak.
People come in, the Hooters girl is sort of the hook that gets them in the door, but I think they enjoy the restaurant experience, they enjoy the food quality, they enjoy the value, and I think it's the total experience is what brings them back.
And that's not just hype, say industry experts like Dennis Reynolds, a professor of entrepreneurship at Cornell University's School of Hotel Administration.
The value drivers for this whole segment of the industry, you talk about three major things: value on the plate, broad menu appeal, and a standardized product and product delivery. And they've done all three very well, and at the same time in a fun environment that, yes, it's still sexy.
Hooters was founded exactly 20 years ago this October in Clearwater, Florida, by six transplanted Midwestern guys who laid out $140,000 to open a place where they could hang out and have fun. After its first Hooters girl, Lynn Austin, was featured in Playboy magazine, the joint took off. One night, a restaurant executive wandered in and helped the men acquire the capital to franchise Hooters. 2 years ago, the founder sold the trademark to partner company Hooters of America for $60 million. Despite the early association with Playboy, VP of Marketing McNeil says the Hooters girl has always been more Dallas Cowboy cheerleader than Playboy bunny.
We sort of go up to an imaginary line that most people draw in their own minds in terms of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And we don't go across that line. I never can imagine that there'd ever be a situation where a woman in the future might be denied access to public office because she was a Hooters girl.
McNeil says Hooters is more of a PG joke than an X-rated movie. And with 2003 revenues estimated to be at $750 million, Hooters management has been laughing all the way to the bank. But not everyone thinks it's so funny. In 1994, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission brought an action against the company, charging that its exclusive employment of women as waitresses discriminated against men. Hooters mounted a large public relations campaign that included a billboard with a man dressed in a Hooters girl outfit complete with blonde wig. The caption read, "Washington, get a grip." The EEOC eventually dropped the matter. Still, the restaurant continues to cause controversy.
All right, moving on to item 3.3 on our agenda, public comments.
Residents of Dublin, California, about 45 minutes outside of San Francisco, have been showing up to town council meetings to protest the coming opening of a Hooters in their community. Resident Michelle Leonard isn't amused by the restaurant's slogan, delightfully tacky yet unrefined.
It is a poor image to establish for our children, whether it be the tacky and unrefined behavior or the fact that they're glorifying women's breasts.
Residents here say Dublin is a residential community, and it just isn't the right place for a Hooters. The company has experienced this kind of resistance all over the country, and it's almost never slowed down expansion. Its secret weapon has always been to send out Hooters girls to raise money for local charities. And while 70% of its customers are men, Hooters is increasingly appealing to women and families, says Reynolds of Cornell's School of Hotel Administration. Women may get dragged there by husbands and boyfriends, he says, but once they're in the door, they discover Hooters is more mild than its name, and it even has a children's menu.
A couple comes in and they have their child. It's socially acceptable to do that. And that's a huge transition to go from their original thrust in terms of their marketing campaign to where they are today.
However, Reynolds does see some possible obstacles in the future. The concept could get old. Social attitudes can change. And as the company expands abroad, it could run into value conflicts and translation problems. After all, what is the Japanese word for Hooters? For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.